Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds. Hello, my name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Thank you so much for joining us here on Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. Mike, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Terry. How are you tonight?
You hanging in there?
I'm hanging in there, Terry. I'm sitting here. I was watching, just got finished watching Happy Feet, too, so I'm feeling kind of good right now.
Okay. Let me welcome the guests in the chat room. Welcome. If you would like to join us, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Jeff Bradshaw's name, and that should bring you into the chat room. Give us a call at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Hidden Beach recording artist, trombonist Jeff Bradshaw has worked with Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind & Fire, Jill Scott, Jay-Z, and The Roots. His new CD is called Bon Appetit, and we are happy to have you with us tonight, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
It is our pleasure. Okay, now Mike asked you a question before we went on the air, so I want you to go ahead and finish the answer. So wait, let's start over. Mike, what was the question you asked him?
I was asking Jeff. Jeff performed at the inauguration for President Obama during Inauguration Week, and I was just asking him how did everything go and everything.
It was amazing. You know, we had a great show the Wednesday of that week at the legendary Blues Alley, and had two great shows there. And then the following, in this week, I just did a lot of flying within the last week. I was in L.A. last week for the NAACP Image Awards, which I was nominated for Best Jazz Album. And then I left L.A., flew home for 5 hours, went back to the airport, and flew to New Orleans, where I had to play a great show with the legendary Roots for a Rolling Stones tailgate party. So it was a good time.
Wow. Yeah. A Rolling Stones tailgate party. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Wow, you've been busy. So you just got back? How long have you been home?
Today is Tuesday.
look, he forgot the dang day.
Today is Tuesday. I mean, it's funny because today is Tuesday. I'm on a flight at 6:30 heading to Atlanta because I'm performing in Atlanta for the Live from Lowe's concert series that I'm playing Thursday night. Free concert in Atlanta. So, you know, that's always a good time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so congratulations on this new CD, Bon Appetit. Tell us about the volumes and the limited edition and how you're marketing this CD set.
Well, the album, the double CD, it comes in three forms. They offered a limited amount of the double issue, which is volume one and volume two together as a double issue, which is 20 songs. And then they offered volume one, which is the main course, and then volume two, which is Deux Encore, which is French for a second course.
Uh-huh.
Which all three versions debuted in the top 20. And all three volumes, they debuted in the top 20, two in the top 10.
Mm.
And that's only been done twice in history.
Mm-hmm.
So all three versions, the double CD, the volume one and volume two separately, they all debuted in the top 20, and two of them debuted in the top 10.
Wow! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now I got first familiarized with you through a YouTube clip. I saw you on the Capitol Jazz Cruise doing your thing with the Hidden Beach All-Stars and everything. And I'm like, you know, who is this guy on the ship rocking with a trombo? You know what I mean? but it was a hat clip and everything. And my question is, how did you get signed to Hidden Beach? Because, you know, Mike was the only pure jazz artist on the label at first. You know, everybody
right,
else was,
right.
was Neil
was Mike
and, so how does that happen?
It was Mike and the amazing Miss Brenda Russell. I was a huge artist on the label, but being friends with Jill Scott for a little more than 20 years, she was an artist on the label. Touring with her, being a part of her band, being a part of the recording process, I got to know and meet the president of Hidden Beach, Mr. Steve McKeever. And throughout that relationship, Jill just put bugs in his ear, like, you got to hear what Jeff is doing. Jeff is recording some great music. You really need to hear this thing. You know, he's doing something with a trombone that has been done before, you know. And so after that seed was planted, he asked me did I have any recorded music. And I said, yeah, you know. So I gave him a little 5-song demo that I put together. And he was like, wow, this is really cool. He was like, well, you know, get back to me, you know, as you continue to record, I'd like to hear what you're doing, you know, some of the things that you're doing. So the next thing I did was record a song with Jill called Slide. And we let him hear it, and he said, well, listen, after he heard the song, he said, I'm going to be in New York, in Long Island, shooting Jill Scott's Gimme video in a hospital. And he said, I'm going to be shooting Jill's video, Gimme, at this hospital. So I met him up there. We met. And in this particular hospital, I don't remember the name of the hospital, but the hospital was closing. They were getting ready to tear it down. So we were sitting in a hospital room on some beds without mattresses, having a meeting about a record deal. You know, by any means necessary. You know, we were behind the scenes at Jill's Gimme video. And he talked about, first thing he said was, hey, man, I think what you have is special. And he said, I'm not scared. He said, I'm not scared. What you have is a very, very special thing, and I am not scared. And he said, so have your attorney. Here's my attorney's number. Have your attorney call my attorney, and let's get this deal done, and the rest is history.
And by special thing, was he referring to the fact that the trombone is your main instrument that you play?
Yes. You know, there are many, many jazz great, there are many, many great trombone players, mm-hmm. and many, many great jazz artists and legends. And jazz, you know, J.J. Johnson, Slide Hampton, Curtis Fuller. I mean, the list goes on. And I have, you know, personal favorites like Wyclef Gordon and Andre Hayward and so they're great, great. One of my mentors, Greg Boyer, who played with Chuck Brown, who plays with Prince,
mm-hmm.
You know, one of my mentors. And my idol on trombone was Mr. Fred Wesley from the JBs,
okay.
who I actually met and got to talk to and, you know, so, you know, there are many, many great, you know, trombone players. I mean, even my good friend Troy, Trombone Shorty, who's really taking the world by storm, mm-hmm. with the New Orleans rock. He's doing like a New Orleans rock thing with the trombone.
Yeah,
you know? So, but there's never been, to my knowledge, a trombone player that played instrumental soul and R&B music. You know, instrumental soul, hip hop, and R&B music. You know, which, you know, I'm in the jazz category because, you know, it's what it is. I'm an instrumentalist, so
right,
they have to put you somewhere. They got to put you somewhere, and I do. So I have recorded music that, you know, that I love that fits that format. But obviously, if you listen to my albums, my first album, and you know, with the artist that I have and the way that I approach the instrument, I didn't want people to think, oh, this is going to be the album of a trombone player. I just wanted people to listen to the music and hear that this is just an album of good music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the trombonist that you mentioned, did they influence you to play the trombone, or did you pick it up for a different reason?
my father was a trombone player, the late, great Norman Bradshaw, who passed away about a year ago. My dad was my mentor. He taught me how to play the bone. He taught me how to play. I'm self-taught. I didn't go to school.
Okay.
I was kind of born with mine. You know, I came from the womb with everything that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And my father taught me how to play the lyrics of old gospel hymns, how to play the lyrics of gospel songs and old soul songs. And so I never learned to play notes and things of that nature. You know, I would have loved to. I wasn't afforded that opportunity. My parents couldn't afford it. So, but I was born with everything that I needed. So when I play and you hear my music, I sing with the trombone. The trombone is just an extension of my voice. And that's the difference between me and every other trombone player in the world.
Wow. And you know what else, too, that I like about you, man, is your swag. I got to give you some props with that, man. Because, you know, because I've seen you live and, you know, I see all the imaging and the marketing that you do. And you're always looking real, real, you know, swagged out. I'm like, yo, you know, of course you're from Philly and everything. You know, y'all do your thing up in Philly. But,
right.
I mean, is there somebody behind that, or have you always been like that?
Man, my father, I can't take the credit for that. My dad was a sharp, sharp dressed man. Dressed like a man, look like a man, speak like a man, be a gentleman. You know, that's just the way I was raised. I was, you know, my father would put on the slacks and a shirt and a pair of shoes to go to the corner store. you know, I just believe I was just raised with class by a man that was classy. And so in the history of this great music that I'm in, this genre of, you know, under the umbrella of jazz or contemporary jazz or soul jazz, you know, it's very important that we respect the image, not just the music, but that we also look the part, that we also play with integrity. We also dress with class and integrity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I took it a step further. Last year I lost 68 pounds and got in the gym and, you know, worked on my brand and, you know, got my sexy up. And, it's definitely made a difference in my career. You know, presentation is everything. And, you know, people say, sexy trombone player, sexy trombone. And the funny thing is, every time I go somewhere, people always say, man, you're like the Gerald LaVert of jazz.
Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect.
Yeah, man. Because I said, I've seen you at Blues Alley, and I'm sitting thinking, like, yo, the dude's a trombone player. I'm like, how is he pulling this thing off with the sexiness and, you know, the ladies in there screaming? And you got ladies talking about they ordering port and stuff like that. You know, interrupting the show. You know, I mean, it was kind of crazy, but it's a good look for you. It's a definitely good look for you, man.
Thank you, man.
Like I said, I mean, for you, you know, come out, and this city is just a hot city, man. I mean, hot.
Thank you.
Hot city.
I appreciate it. It was important because I even wanted to change the whole imaging. You know, I told the photographer and the director of marketing, Thornell Jones at Hidden Beach, I said, I want this album to look like a very sexy GQ magazine.
Mm.
So we went out, we hired models, I got in the gym, you know, and really, you know, I've always tried to dress nice, but, you know, when you lose, you know, almost 70 pounds, clothes just look nicer on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm 6'1", 255, you know. So, you know, when you're that size of a man and, you know, you're in shape, you know, clothes just look nicer on you. When you're leaner, when you're healthier, you can perform better. And it's just, for me, it wasn't just about that. It was just really about just being healthier and having a better quality of life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff, my one of my favorite songs, I guess at this point it would be my favorite song by you, is "Can You Come Over" with Carol Riddick. Oh, I love
that. Off the first album, Bone Deep.
Ooh, I love that song. Can we talk a little bit about her and you working with her, and then why 10 years between Bone Deep and Bon Appetit?
Okay. "Can You Come Over" was produced by a very dear friend of mine by the name of Will Brock. Will Brock is the musical director for Marion Meadows.
Okay.
He's the musical director for Marion Meadows. Out of Philly, incredible singer, keyboardist, vocalist, writer. And he was the first writer-producer to take me in the studio. He had a studio in his condo, and he was the first person to take me in the studio as a solo artist. Big shout out to Will Brock, really good friend of mine. Took me in the studio and in his house, and we worked on this track, Can You Come Over? And it kind of all came together. We the funny thing about Can You Come Over is Can You Come Over was on my demo. It was a demo song. It was on my demo. And then once I got the deal, I went back into the studio and recorded it, because it was a produced track first. It was drum programming and everything. So after I got the, once I got the deal done, I went back in the studio and recorded it with a complete live band.
Okay.
And once we recorded the song, you know, I called my good friend, Cal Riddick, who I've known for many, many, many years, who I've toured with Jill for many years, who is also an incredible vocalist and artist herself, who tours the world now, singing with Will Downing. Cal wrote the song, and she came in the studio and let me hear it the next morning, the next day, and she wrote the song overnight. I told her, I said, listen, I got to record the song, and this was the demo. I got to record the song, and I have to record it tomorrow. Tomorrow is the only day that I can get in the studio. So she said, okay. I gave her the music. She came in the studio the next day, and well, can you come over?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, okay, this is nice. So we did the demo first, and once the demo was done, once the deal was done, we re-recorded it, and then I sang it with her on the album version and played it with her. So it wound up being very nice. It wound up being an incredible record, and it's a very classy record, and it's, you know, doesn't have a ton of bells and whistles, but it's an incredible classy record. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. Yes. So why so long between Bone Deep and Bon Appetit?
You know, I can only charge it to the business.
Okay.
Of course, I would like to put out a record every year and a half. You know, but the record company was, you know, the economy tanked. The record company was going through, you know, when you're signed to a boutique label and the main breadwinner is Jill Scott, then everything goes as Jill goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever money you got to hold on to it until it's time for Jill to record another record. You know, so, you know, it was kind of that thing. You know, it was kind of, I just had to wait my turn. And, you know, when it was kind of time for me to record my next album, that's when the economy tanked. And everybody was just kind of in a wait and see. But, I mean, thank God that in those 9.5 years, I was on tour every year with Jill Scott. I was the musical director for Flowetry for 5 years. I did 1.5 years touring with Kirk Franklin. I toured with The Roots for 1.5 years. I toured with Mary J. Blige. I toured with Jay-Z. I mean, so I've been busy.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. I toured with Patti LaBelle. You know, like I've been busy these last 9.5 years. It's been a true blessing. You know, I've been on tour every year, you know, for the last 9.5, 10 years, you know, since the first album came out. So it has definitely been a blessing.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So let's listen to some music. The first song I'm going to play is Looking for Love. Tell me about this one.
I call it the soundtrack.
Okay.
Because when I recorded the song, and I produced the song, it's a song that I produced, I was thinking about Carlos Santana and people that I was influenced by. And I wanted something that felt really danceable, but didn't go all the way into the dance floor. I just wanted something to move the body. And I wanted something for people to be able to drive to. That's why I call it the soundtrack. I always call, you know, Looking for Love, the soundtrack, because it's a song that doesn't have verses. It just has hooks, a groove, and a solo. And it's a song that doesn't need verses. You know, it doesn't need, you know, a bridge. sometimes, you know, it's just like cooking. Sometimes you just, you know, set it and forget it.
All right. All right, let me welcome to the chat room Barb, Susan, and Mel Rowe. Welcome to the show. We're talking to trombonist Jeff Bradshaw. His new CD is called Bon Appetit. This is Looking for Love. Thank you. jeffbradshaw.com. So, Jeff, tell us about the artist you're working with on this CD.
Oh, boy. This album I worked with, again, I worked with Marsha Ambrosius. Flowetry was on the first album. So I worked with Marsha Ambrosius and Natalie, the Flowicist, separately, because, you know, the group broke up. But they're still my sisters, and we're still very close. So I work with them separately, Marsha Ambrosius, now the Flowicist, the Incredible Mesa, P.J. Morton, incredible neo-soul, incredible soul singer, who also is a new member of Maroon 5, Coco from SWV. I worked with Kindred, the Family Soul, on this record. I worked with Raheem Devon on this record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I really, really had a lot of fun working on this album.
Yeah, and you can tell by just listening to it that you guys did. I particularly love the track with Raheem, the Till Tomorrow. You know, I'm from D.C., and, you know, Raheem's an area boy, you know, he's hometown, so, you know, the boy can sing. Oh, my God, he's awesome. But, you know, you mentioned P.J. Morton. He's another phenomenal vocalist as well. A lot of people need to get hip to him, man. He's a great vocalist as well.
Yeah, P.J. is bad. PJ is bad, incredibly talented producer, writer, and musician and artist. You know, so he is multi-talented. And, you know, he comes from good stock.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from good stock, you know, mm-hmm. being the son of Bishop Paul S. Morton, you know. So, you know, he has...
Now, being from Philly, I know, you know, like you worked with Curl before and everything, but you have a young lady on that track as well named Miss Jade. Where is she from?
Miss Jade's from Philly.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Miss Jade is an incredible hip-hop, female hip-hop artist that made it big with Timbaland and Missy.
Ah.
She was a part of that. She was a part of it when that whole crew got big. Miss Jade was an MC out of Philly that was signed to Timbaland and Missy and really did some special things. So, ironically, Till Tomorrow, it was supposed to be a female rapper, but guess who the female rapper was supposed to be?
If it was my choice, it would have been either MC Lyto or The Brat. But
no, it was supposed to be Jill Scott.
Oh, wow.
Jill vicious MC. Jill is a vicious MC.
Yeah.
A lot of people may or may not know that. I don't know if you listen to Epiphany. Jill has a song on a new album called Epiphany. Jill from the hood. She's from North Philly too. You know, and,
yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, I call Jill. You know, that's my friend. I call her. It was, hey, you know, I really like to do something, you know, special, but I want you to rap on this record. And I sent her the record. She was like, it's killing. But at the time, she was just getting ready to start her promo tour for her new record, so she didn't have the time. So the director of the video was like, hey, you know, my friend manages Miss Jade. And I said, what? I said, man, call her, because I was already a fan. And he called Miss Jade, and he called on three-way. We got on the phone, and she was cool. She wrote an incredible verse, because, you know, Till Tomorrow is very sexy. You know, that's a record that I wrote for Urban R&B Radio. You know, it was a song that I wrote that would cater to that would, you know, reach out to people who, you know, like, you know, that area in music, you know, and it wound up being a winner. We shot the video, the song was incredibly sexy. Raheem wrote a great song, and Harry Wilson, guitarist on my band, he produced it, and Miss J just, you know, put the cherry on top, and then, you know, I put that solo on it, and that was that.
Yeah. And you just answered my next question, because I was going to ask you about a video. I know there's a video for Got Till Gone, but now there's also a video for Till Tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Till Tomorrow was the first single.
Okay.
And Got Till It's Gone was the second single, you know, another song I'm very proud of.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sure you can find those videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I'll definitely go to Jeff Bradshaw's page on YouTube and check out those videos.
Mm-hmm. They're still showing both videos on VH1 Soul every day.
Yeah, the video's hot. I mean, the song is even hotter. I mean, just Raheem Devon, you know, the brother. I'm telling you, Terry, the song, just the boy is bad. And listen, with Jeff on the bone, and then Miss J throwing in a rap, that's a very hot song, and that was a perfect choice for a first single, man, for real.
Mm.
Yeah, it came together the right way.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Till Tomorrow. Jeff Bradshaw's, yes, new CD, Bon Appetit. Very nice. Very nice.
That's fire. That is fire right there.
He's a, you're scared of us out them smooth jazz people.
So, Jeff,
I'm ready for that one.
Yeah, definitely. I'm on your website, and I'm looking at your trombone. What is the carvings on that?
Interesting. There's a coppersmith by the name of Naja Gustafson. They were from Philadelphia, and they she moved to Australia with her husband, Brett Gustafson. He was the repairman that worked on my horn. He was an instrument repairman that worked on my horn. His wife, they had a shop in Philadelphia, and Brett was just amazing with all kind of brass instruments. And his wife, the front part of the shop, was all of her hand-hammered and hand-carved and handmade copper art.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wanted to have a trombone. I was always been a fan of the Monet trumpet because it looked like a little Fisher-Price horn. You know, the Monet trumpet that went Marcellus and Terrence Blanchard and all those guys had these trumpets that looked like they were just made with the fins in them and all that. So I always felt like, you know, man, it would really be nice if Dave Monet could have made a trombone, a Monet trombone. But he never did. So I always came up with, you know, I always thought about having a really unique design, a one-of-a-kind design on my horn. So I sent her pictures of the Monet, of different Monet trumpets, and she came up with the design for the horn.
Oh, that's very nice.
It's all hand-hammered. I wanted it to have an African theme, you know, just going back to my ancestors. You know,
mm-hmm.
I wanted it to have an African theme, and she really used all these incredible hand-hammered tools and hammered on this copper and cut these designs and really made it a one-of-a-kind piece.
Very nice. All right. You can check that out on his website, jeffbradshaw.com. Okay, let's talk about, because I think this is really interesting, that you're working with the New Orleans Musicians Relief Fund, and the
yes.
video to that is Got Till Gone. So let's talk about this relief fund, and I'll play the song.
The Musician Relief Fund is was put together after Hurricane Katrina. It's a fund that provides instruments for the young five babies in school, for the young children in school, and also for some displaced musicians in the New Orleans area after Hurricane Katrina, you know, just to, you know, keep that rich tradition of musicians and brass music in the city of New Orleans and in that area. I wanted to make sure that these younger underprivileged kids and the kids in school could have an opportunity to have instruments, you know, to keep the tradition of music and arts in school in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Got Till It's Gone, you know, there was a song that I dedicated to New Orleans. The song was about New Orleans. I called Marcia. I said I wanted to dedicate a song to New Orleans. I felt like I had the right song. I love the song that Janet Jackson did, which actually was originally done by the incredible Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi, and the incredible, the late, great James Yancey, Jay Dilla, incredible hip-hop producer, produced Got Till It's Gone for Janet Jackson, and Q-Tip, you know, was a guest on the song. So I wanted to redo this song because I felt like the words still spoke to that there's still work to be done in New Orleans, and I wanted to make sure that we didn't forget about our brothers and sisters in the Gulf Coast. So that's why I recorded the song. I dedicated it to New Orleans, and I called on a really, really incredible, dope Christian rapper named T-Wise that really spoke the message of what I really wanted to say in the song.
Now, where was the video shot? Was it in the Ninth Ward?
We shot in the Fifth Ward, the Ninth
okay.
Ward, the Lower Nine, the Musician and the Musician's Village, and on Bourbon Street.
Okay. It's interesting that, you know, Katrina had hit so many years, what, I don't know how many years ago, but still, the reconstruction and the rebuilding is just slow to happen.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Like, when was the video shot?
A year ago on October 23rd.
Okay. All right. Well, that video is on Jeff's website. You can see that there. And the song is called Got Till It's Gone, and here it is. Jeff Bradshaw's new CD, Bon Appetit. You can find that on his website, jeffbradshaw.com. Follow him on Twitter at IamJeffBradshaw and on Facebook. All right, so other than Atlanta, where are you going to be?
Oh, well, I'm planning on February 25th through the 26th, 27th. I will begin recording my new album.
Really?
I'm extremely excited about that. And I cannot give you any details on it.
And those ain't necessary with all the commercial. They tell us they always build it up, and then they tell us they can't tell us nothing else. You know?
Surprise.
I'm going to start, but this album will be recorded with some of the biggest names in music.
You can't even just give us a hint. Give us a clue. Maybe we can guess.
I'm not giving you nothing. I can't give you nothing. It's going to spoil a surprise.
Oh, my God.
When I tell you that this new album is going to be so amazing, I'm just thankful that you gave me the space to speak and let some of your listeners hear some of my music. I was waiting to see what you were going to play. I was like, because I always like to hear when I do interviews all the time, I like to hear what songs people pick to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting that a show called Talking Smooth Jazz, you know, that some of the music that's on my record, it's just an album for people who love music.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to be a trombone player who sings on the record, produces on the record, wrote on the record, play trombone on the record. But this album was it's just an album of music of people who like music.
Right.
You know, and from Got Till It's Gone Until Tomorrow to R&B Lovers, you know, Lay Your Head on My Pillow, you know, there's just some songs on this record that it's like you don't have to be a smooth jazz lover. You just have to be a lover of music.
A lover of music, exactly.
You know, music albums should be movies.
Mm-hmm.
My albums are movies. Bon Appetit is a featured film. When you put it on, you're not skipping through to this, skipping through to that. It's an album it's a journey, you know. And that's what I try to do. I try to create journeys. I try to create movies, you know, movements that make sense in music so that people are enjoying it. No matter what kind of music that you like, you'll like this album because I guarantee you there's songs in this album that will hit you in a special place.
Well, Barb Susan in the chat room wants to know if you're coming to California anytime this year.
I do have plans on dates, and I do have offers for San Diego. I just played Jazz Fest West, 2 days of Jazz Fest West over for Chaka Khan one day and over for Jill Scott the next day at Jazz Fest West. But I am planning dates in San Diego, San Francisco, L.A., and San Diego, Oakland, and I have a few offers for California. So I'll definitely be in California this year.
Well, there you go, Barb. She says she loves your music.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Spogs. Yeah, definitely Spaghettini. So if you can hit Seal Beach and go to Spaghettini's, if you go on a Saturday night, I'll drive up from Las Vegas and come see you.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right. Well, Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, that's it for me. Just like I said, you know, Jeff's music is one of a kind. And like I said, I was very amazed at your live show as well. You know, you're a great performer. And like I said, and you know, you're with the genre kinds of need to kind of get things back to the groove and the funk, because, you know, like me and Terry, I would talk, a lot of guys, you know, they play by that specific formula, and you took it to a whole other level with the CD, and very good CD, and I'm glad that you did that, because now, you know, guys can play what they want to play and how they want to play it, and have the guests that they want to have, and come up with a great
mm-hmm.
Appetizer. Well, no, actually, this is the main course. So, you know, main course,
yeah.
like this city. So,
I like that. And that's the great thing about recording music for recording a music. It's like a musical menu. That's what we call the Bon Appetit, because it's a menu that everybody can order from. Because I guarantee you, there are songs in this album that everybody from all genres of music will love. And also, recording an album like that, it puts you in a great place. Last year, I did jazz festivals. I did a tour opening for Jill Scott and Kim. I went on tour with Patti LaBelle. I played, you know, it's like I can go and play in any venue. I can open for Erykah Badu. I did a show with Brian Culberson. You know, I mean, I did jazz festivals with so many different artists. And because this album reaches so many different genres, you know, it allows me to be able to move around. Like, a lot of smooth jazz artists can't do what I do. They just can't do what I do, you know. And, you know, when it comes to bringing the music live, I mean, when it comes to bringing your album to life, you know, that's really what it's about, when people hear your music. And a lot of times people may not necessarily get it, because trombone, obviously, you know, people say a blessing and a curse. I say it's a blessing and a blessing, because there's nobody doing what I do. And there's nobody can do what I do the way I do it, because what God gave me, he gave to me, and he didn't share that with anybody else. So, you know, it's a blessing, man. I'm humbled by the success, This is over 15 years of touring the world for me and reestablishing myself now as a solo artist and being able to have great artists. So my first album had Jill Scott, Floetry, Glenn Lewis, Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish, and many others, you know. I mean, to be able to pull in great artists that just want to be a part of your movement and want to be a part of history and doing things with an instrument that people don't think of. Grown and sexy trombone?
Exactly.
It's like, oh, you know, all the laughs stop when they hear my music, or when they come and see me laugh. It's like all the laughs stop. Like, wow, this is grown and sexy, and the music has integrity. And I respect the artists, the music that I cover. I respect the artists. I respect the songs that were the way they were written. You know, they were intended. So Raphael Sadiq from Tony. Wrote me a really nice passage, and he said that when he first heard about that I recorded, you know, Lay Head on My Pillow, and that I played trombone, he was a little apprehensive because he wasn't sure, you know, because he had played trombone, first chair trombone in school. I didn't know that. He said, but when he heard my version of Lay Your Head on My Pillow, he knew that I put everything in the right place, and it reminded him of his days with Tony. And, you know, for artists like Raphael Sadiq, who is a true a purist when it comes to the integrity of music and keeping things authentic, when you touch on his stuff, you better touch it right. And that's my favorite song on the album. That's my favorite song on the album. I love it playing it live, and I love hearing it on the record.
All right. Well, Barb Susan says, God gave you a beautiful gift. Thank you for sharing it with us. And I want to thank you for being with us again. And please come back when the new CD is released.
I most definitely will. Thank you so very much. You know, I was just in Vegas a couple months ago.
You were? And you didn't tell me?
I did a show. I had to go. I was invited to the Soul Train Awards. And then 2 days after the Soul Train Awards, I did a show at the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I look forward to seeing you on the road sometime soon, for sure.
Thank you. Everybody, go to my website, jeffbradshaw.com. See where I'm going, see what I'm doing. Please follow me on Twitter. I am Jeff Bradshaw. And let's take this ride and this journey together.
All right. Safe travels for you to Atlanta, for sure.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy yourself and have fun there. All right.
I will.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank y'all.
All right. All right, good night.
Have a good one, man.
God bless.
Good. All right. That was trombonist Jeff Bradshaw. His new CD is called Bon Appetit. Again, you can find that on his website, jeffbradshaw.com. Follow him on Twitter at @IamJeffBradshaw. If you would like more information on the New Orleans Musicians Relief Fund, go to www.NOMRF.org. And if you're in the Atlanta area, Jeff will be there on February 7th at the Lowe's Hotel in Atlanta, and it's free admission. So definitely go check him out. All right, Mike, we got a couple of minutes. I want to talk to you about your West Coast trip. How did you enjoy it?
The West Coast trip was very nice. Like I said, the weather was beautiful. Just meeting everybody, the camaraderie out there was just tremendous, you know, because it was NAMM weekend, so every musician was in town, seemed like. But, you know, Tony had a show out there. The show went very well. We had some special guests that came out and performed with them. We had Marcus Anderson came out and performed with Tony, Scott Bugs Allen from Third Scenario, Dion Yates from Detroit, Michigan came out as well, come out and support Tony and play with him. And we had Brian Lanier, saxophonist, come out and play with him. And also Andre Delano came out and supported Tony for his first gig at Spox. But it was a nice trip, and we're looking to get Tony booked again in August and trying to get some more guys in there. And Andre Delano will be there next month. So you know, West Coast. I like the vibe out there. I think I'll make LA my second home.
Okay, all right. And you just added Andre Delano to the Mastermind roster. So congratulations to you on that.
Yes, me and Andre, we've been talking about this for a long time now. We've partnered up, trying to get Andre out here on the East Coast so he can do his thing out here. And really, I really love Andre's sound and his musicianship and his the way that he performs. So that's the main thing. Great artist.
Okay. All right. All right, I'm going to close the show with my favorite song from Jeff Brashaw's debut CD, Bone Deep. It's Can You Come Over with Carol Riddick. Thanks to those in the chat room, Barb Susan, Mel Rowe, and all of the guests. Thank you for tuning in and listening. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Can you come over, stay till the sun goes down?
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.